Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All this week, I have been having the hardest time wrapping my mind around the fact that Thanksgiving is coming up this week. I haven't put together a grocery list. I just haven't thought through any of these details because it seems to have snuck up on me. But this time next week, Thanksgiving will have come and gone, and we may have leftovers left, we may not. And just like that, the holiday season will be upon us. Advent begins next Sunday. It's the first of four Sundays before Christmas. And during this season of Advent, there is so much that calls for our time and our attention. Shopping lists and decorations, family gatherings, trips, holiday parties, gifts to buy and gifts to wrap, extra worship services, Christmas programs, and the list goes on and on. And so into the fray when so many things are asking for our time and our attention, enters Christ the King Sunday. This is the last Sunday in the church calendar, and this Sunday centers around the crucified and risen Christ who reigns in glory for all eternity. So, brothers and sisters, before we enter into the season of Advent, the season of waiting, those 4 weeks on our calendar when we all wait for Emmanuel, God with us, before we enter into this season where we wait expectantly for Christ to come again and reign in glory, perhaps we can pause for just a few minutes to recognize and acknowledge that our Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, is already seated at the right hand of the Father, and that our crucified and risen Lord is already reigning over the earth and the entire created order. And he will continue to reign for all eternity. In all of the passages for today, God is showing us what God desires for power and authority to look like. In the passage from Jeremiah, we see that God desires a ruler for God's people that will reign wisely and execute justice. God wants a leader that will be worthy, trustworthy, and responsible. A leader who will embody righteousness. Jeremiah also describes a king that will nourish and protect God's people. In the Colossians passage, Jesus is described as reigning over all things eternally with God. You've heard me teach and preach before about the cosmos. That's the Greek word for in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, God so loved the cosmos. The cosmos is all of creation, the entire created order. The universe, the planets, the black holes, the galaxies that we cannot count and cannot even name because we don't even know they exist that far away. Everything, the entire cosmos, has been created by God, and Jesus is described as reigning over all of it. All things were created through Christ and for Christ, and he holds all things together. And it is in Christ that all things were reconciled to God's very self. In the few verses we read from the book of Colossians, the word all appears six times. All creation, all things, all the fullness of God and again all things. The Apostle Paul wants to make sure that we understand that Jesus reigns over all things, that he is the Lord of all the cosmos. And as such, the whole universe is the scope of God's salvation. The church has a tendency to narrow down salvation to just humankind. And we do know that Jesus does save us. But in Colossians, the Apostle Paul says that the entire universe is the scope of God's salvation, that all things have a future and all things have a hope because of Christ's redemption. Jesus' death is for all creation. Verse 20 says, through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. All of creation is loved by God and has deep value to God because God created it and God redeems it. And I think because of this, we need to grapple with and wrestle with the destruction that humanity has caused and is causing of God's creation. For far too long, Christians have misunderstood our relationship to creation. And as a result, we have often oppressed it and destroyed it. We all probably remember that in Genesis, God gave the humans dominion over the garden, charging them to till and to keep it. These verbs, to till and to keep, in Hebrew literally mean to serve and to protect. It's quite a different understanding than what we usually have of that sentence. To till and to protect, to till and to keep is to serve and to protect. And unfortunately, some Christians hold to the cultural belief, which is based on the misinterpretation of Scripture, that in the end, Christians will be taken away to heaven, and the earth will be left behind and will no longer be of any use because it won't be inhabited by humans anymore. But this is simply not true. We know that Christ will come again, and when he does, he will fully bring God's kingdom to earth as it is in heaven. Scripture, including the Psalms, speak over and over about creation praising God and crying out to God and creation groaning. In the coming weeks, we are about to sing Joy to the World, whether here at church or in our cars as we're driving to and fro. And we're going to sing Joy to the World, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. These lyrics remind us that Christ's coming as a baby and Christ coming again isn't just for humanity, it's for all the earth. And all of creation rejoices. Brothers and sisters, I think we have a responsibility as God's people to be aware of creation's suffering and how we contribute to it. We need to be aware and acknowledge the ways in which we prevent and even stop God's creation from praising God. I don't know how many of you have ever been to a landfill, and I'm not talking about the part where you drive up and just throw your garbage in the big dumpster, but the part in the back where they dump all the dumpsters and where the garbage trucks dump all of the garbage. It's quite awful, and not just because it smells bad and it's gross. It's harrowing to see the amount of garbage that humans create. We, and I include myself in this, we put our garbage in bags, we get rid of it never to see it or smell it again. But that doesn't mean that it goes away. Listen to these statistics done with research from Stanford University. Americans throw away 25% more trash during the time from Thanksgiving to New Year's, 25% more than any other time of the year. That extra waste amounts to 25 million tons of garbage. If every family could reuse just 2 feet of ribbon wrapping presents, the 38,000 miles of ribbon could tie a bow around the entire planet. If every American family wrapped just 3 presents in reused materials, it would save enough paper to cover 45,000 football fields. The 2.65 billion Christmas cards sold each year in the United States could fill a football field 10 stories high. And if we were each to send just one less card this year, we would save 50,000 cubic yards of paper. It doesn't take a lot. It just takes a little to make a big difference. The passage from Luke reminds us that Jesus' death affects the whole earth and the whole universe. Our King of Kings and Lord of Lords was executed as a criminal among criminals. He suffered injustice and humiliation and shame on the cross, and by doing so, he has brought God's reign of mercy and justice to the whole universe. He conquered darkness and sin and death, and in doing so, he reveals his kingship and he reveals his reign to be one of laying his life down for the sake of others. Listen again to these words from Colossians. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. In him, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And through him, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. This is most certainly true. Thanks be to God. Amen.